Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander. Again, we're going to continue on with our discussions of the team. We talked the last 2 weeks about putting together a financial team to assist you build your assets, make sure that everything is copacetic, and the distribution of your assets when you get older.
It's really practicing and building your financial program for now and for the future is what you mean.
That's what's very important, that you find the right people to assist you, give you the proper answers, because let's be very blunt about it. There's a lot of verbiage out there that you should not be listening to. Let's give your phone numbers. We just got the stick from Bob already. 651-436-3997.
And 651-365-5000.
Bob, remember, and you were going to say something.
Yeah, and folks, if you want to get a particular question answered, maybe you have a person who's telling you, you have a friend or a relative who's telling you this is a strategy you should do, and you're kind of questioning it, and you might want a second opinion, just give us a call or give us an email here. Send us an email, and you can send it to me, and I'll pass it on. The email address is bob@klbbradio.com. And you can remain anonymous. You don't have to give your name. You can if you want. You can give your hometown or wherever you're listening from. You don't even have to give that, but you can remain anonymous. Just say, hey, I have a friend who's telling me I should be doing this, I should be in this, I should get this insurance, I should do that. And you want a second opinion from a professional, this would be the place to do it, and it's no cost. So we'll address it.
And it doesn't have to be done on the radio. If you just want to leave a message and have us call you back, we'll be delighted to do that.
Yeah, that's another good point. You're right.
It doesn't have to be done so that everybody in the world hears it.
Mm-hmm. And so you can remain anonymous, especially through the email method. We don't know who you are, and just ask your question, and we'll go from there.
Now, let's just kind of review who we have talked about
right.
So far. When you're looking at your program and you're looking at your finances, there are several different people that you work with or will end up working with. And if you can build that team approach where you have your specialists and you're comfortable with those specialists, it's a good, wise thing to do. For instance, we have talked about the insurance person.
And remember, there's many facets to that. Disability insurance, there's life insurance, there's long-term care. That's all very, very important. Some of those are important today, some were important 20 years ago, some would be important in the future.
And remember that when we're talking about an insurance agent, it doesn't necessarily mean life insurance, health insurance, disability insurance. You have the professional that's involved with the casualty insurance. You've got to have people who know what's going on with you and know their product or the investments that you're working with.
And one of the things I always caution people about is, remember, nobody knows everything about everything.
That's why you have that team approach.
That's why you have the team approach. And so the guy that says, or the lady who says, well, I can do all that, maybe I would be a little cautious about that, because you cannot, you absolutely cannot know everything about all the insurances and investments and law, et cetera.
Especially in this day and age, when you look at the different kinds of insurance agents, you're looking at so many special areas.
That's
real
right.
Estate is a whole different ballgame than casualty.
Right.
Life insurance and disability insurance is different than the long-term care insurance.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a whole variety there.
So let's go on from there, Leanne.
Well, then from there, we have talked about the financial planner. And there's brokers, there's financial planners, there's registered investment advisors. In this particular situation, they're dealing with your investments. And you have to get some knowledge about your investments. One of the things that happens is you can go into somebody, but if you have no idea what you need or what you want, then you better back up a little bit and say, okay, these are my questions. This is what I have. this is where I want to go, you have to set your goals and objectives. And that's an important part of the financial picture.
Very, very important. Now, let's go on to the next group.
Well, the next group I'm going to bring up are attorneys. There are a lot of different kinds of attorneys, and we haven't covered really that area.
It's interesting when you sit down with an attorney and say, can you do this? Oh, sure. Can you do that? Oh, sure. Again, as I said before, you need to talk to a specialist. And let's just talk a little bit about the four or five that I can think of that are very important. We've got the elder law attorney. And we'll come back and talk to you about each one very briefly. We've got the estate planning attorney. We got the business attorney.
The corporate attorney.
Corporate attorney. We got the tax attorney. And then we got the real estate attorney. And each one of those has their own specialist. Each one of those has a very important, what's the word I want to say?
Position
in your financial plan. And if you're talking, let's go take elder law attorney. I've talked to I don't know how many attorneys over the years. I had my training with probably one of the top elder law attorneys in the state of Minnesota. And I have had at least two discussions with attorneys who said, well, this is not right. And I said, no, you're wrong. And I knew I was right. And I was right. They were attorneys, but they were not elder law attorneys.
And believe me, that is another whole ball game.
Very complicated.
You are dealing with the elderly, and you're dealing with their needs, and it's entirely different than all these other
Everything
attorneys.
Else. Everybody else is different.
Bob?
I would like to know some issues that an elder care attorney would deal with.
Okay, very easy. Number one, how much money can you shelter for the family if you need to care? Very important.
Okay.
What assets count if you need to qualify for Medicaid?
Okay.
In other words, I want to have Medicaid, but do I spend down? How do I spend down? There's a big difference between a veteran's rules
benefits
and a non-veteran. That veteran's benefits are totally different than everybody else.
I'm going to give an example. When my dad was sick and his memory was failing and mother fell and broke her hip, I had to go and put him in the nursing home because it was that time. He needed extra care. So I looked at the assets they had and how was I going to be sure to split things right for his care in the nursing home and my mother's care at home. At that point in time, our elder law attorney was recommended to me, and I worked with her. She set up a program for me so that I could divide the assets appropriately. Now, this program worked very, very well. So it took care of both of my parents as they were spending down. My mother ended up moving in the nursing home just a couple doors down from my dad.
Oh, ultimately, yes.
Yes. In fact, actually, she moved home with after she had surgery and a broken hip, et cetera, and I had already gotten my dad in the nursing home. Well, the thing was, she didn't like living at home by herself, so we moved her into an apartment, and she called me shortly thereafter and said, I don't like it here either. I'm moving into the nursing home with my dad. So she moved down the hall, and then they were both happy. Okay, so now I've got two of them in the nursing home. How is this going to work?
Yeah.
So that's where the elder law attorney came in, because she helped me with the assets. She helped me get them set up appropriately, and they were able to be in the nursing home and be well taken care of.
Mm. Okay.
Now, let's continue the story, Leanne. Then you get a call from the county.
Oh.
And the county says, you got a problem because you have spent the money down improperly.
Well, what happened was you got to a certain point, the assets were spent down, and therefore we had to apply for medical assistance. Now, you got to remember, my mother was in the nursing home 10 years. My dad was in there 5. So all this money was really flowing out.
It's gone.
So I did get the call. I applied for medical assistance for them. And I did get a call saying, no, that wasn't appropriate, that we had spent down, and therefore it wasn't legal. And I called the attorney, and she said, I was involved with this. She called the county, or she called the state. The state called Norman County, and Norman County went after the people there and said, you mean to say you've been turning people away and you've been doing this and this and this? And I got a call back saying, everything's legal. Never mind. Forget about it. But Norman County got put in a very tough situation.
At what point did you have the elder care attorney involved? Did you have before your dad went into the – did you have him on your team before this, or did you just – what point did you
– It was right afterwards.
Okay. After, is that the right time, you think?
No.
No, it wasn't the right time.
Nobody does it when they should.
Right, when – Yeah.
Unless it's in a situation where you're working with people, and I have worked with couples who have had parents that they're dealing with in this situation, and I have referred them to an elder law attorney when we know that both parents are in a tough situation here. And the elder law attorneys know the law. They know what works and what doesn't work. They know if they're veterans, they can be treated differently than the average person, and they will go ahead and follow through, and they'll take a lot of the burden off your shoulders.
Because you do it right.
Mm-hmm. And we've had one of them on the air more than once.
Yes.
I remember that.
She's very, very,
very knowledgeable. Yeah.
But that's just one situation. You have estate planning attorneys. How do you dispense with your estate when you die or in your retirement years?
In fact, look at Prince.
Yeah.
And what a mess that is.
He kind of missed his estate planning attorney.
Now, is that because he was so young, relatively speaking, that
doesn't mean he's got assets.
No, you've got assets. You've got to look at what's going to happen with those assets and what's going to happen if something happens to you. He may have been young, but he was protecting his music.
His legacy.
And his legacy. Mm-hmm. And needless to say, it was a mess, and it still is a mess.
And it's probably going to drag out for years.
Right.
In fact, the only ones who are going to win on this are the attorneys because they'll drag this thing out for 5, 10, 15 years. Mm. That's what's going to happen.
In fact, I think you should talk about your cousin.
Well, we don't really have time this morning.
Are we short on
time? We're short on time.
We have a great story
We have
here.
A great story, but that's unfortunately we just don't have time because it's going to take 3-4 minutes. But anyway, we could do that another time.
Okay.
We've got business attorneys. If you have a business, you need somebody who understands. Do I have an LLC? Do I have an S-Corp? Do I have a C-Corp?
And what's appropriate for me?
What's appropriate for my situation? How do I pay my taxes that are going to be due? What's the best way to set it up? And that's very important.
For instance, you are an LLC.
I'm an LLC.
And I'm a subchapter S. I'm an S-Corp.
She's an S-Corp.
And that's because the attorney we worked with suggested that he be one thing and I be something different because of our
The way we do business. There's nothing perfect. It's just the way we do business. Of course, we have a real estate attorney that people who really, truly understand how to set up your real estate. What do you do? Do you put your real estate in the corporation? I recommend that people do that. I have a friend I'm trying desperately to get him to set some things up, and he's not doing it. Those things are very, very important.
Well, the real estate attorney is sure that everything's going to be done appropriately.
Appropriately by law, and is this what you really want? And, of course, you've got tax attorneys. And this is where the people who get involved in tax attorneys are the ones who have a problem with those boys called the IRS. And that's why you need tax attorneys. And those are very, very important. We're getting near the end. Leanne, give your phone number again.
365-5000. 651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. Delighted you're with us this morning. If you have questions, get them to KLBB, and we'll be able to answer them for you. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Experience counts, now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.